Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru. Ever feel like you're carrying around a heavy backpack of baggage? Like there are these unresolved issues, these shadows from your past, weighing you down. You know that feeling when something triggers you and suddenly you're back in the thick of it, all those old emotions resurfacing? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Embracing our shadow selves and working through those unresolved issues. Because let's face it, avoiding them only makes them stronger, right? We've got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable bits because that's where the real growth happens. Think of this podcast like a safe space, a no-judgment zone where we can explore these tough topics together and come out on the other side feeling lighter, stronger, and more resilient than ever before. So buckle up, my friends, because today's episode is all about facing your demons head-on and turning them into stepping stones for personal growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey. First off, acknowledgement is power. Think of your shadow self like a neglected part of the garden. It's there, growing wild and maybe even looking a little scary. But ignoring it doesn't make it disappear, does it? Recognizing those patterns, emotions, and behaviors that you'd rather sweep under the rug is the first step to actually dealing with them. Once we acknowledge something, we can start to understand it better. Next up, compassion is key. We tend to be way harder on ourselves than we are on others. You know that inner critic constantly whispering doubts and negativity? It's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend struggling with similar issues. Remember, you're human and everyone has imperfections. Thirdly, find healthy outlets. Bottling things up only leads to pressure building and eventually exploding. Find healthy ways to process those emotions. Talk to a trusted friend or therapist, journal your thoughts, hit the gym, go for a run, immerse yourself in a creative hobby. Whatever works for you, find that release valve. Now, don't be afraid to seek professional help. Sometimes, we need a little extra guidance to navigate these complex emotions and patterns. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They are trained professionals who can offer valuable support and tools to help you heal and grow. And lastly, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. It's not a linear path. There will be ups and downs, days where you feel stronger than ever, and days when the shadows seem overwhelming again. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. So picture this. You're at a crowded party, feeling overwhelmed by the noise and chatter. You see someone you used to have a falling out with across the room. That old anger flares up, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, and suddenly you're back in that heated argument from years ago. But instead of letting those emotions take over, you pause for a moment. You take a deep breath, acknowledging that anger is present but choosing not to react impulsively. You remember all the work you've done on yourself, understanding that this person likely isn't intentionally trying to trigger you anymore. Maybe they're going through something difficult themselves, maybe they've changed, or maybe it's just a chance for you to practice your stoic skills in real time. Instead of letting the anger dictate your actions, you choose to observe it with detachment, reminding yourself that this is just an emotion, not a fact. You might even approach them later, extending an olive branch and offering a genuine smile. See? That's embracing your shadow and turning it into an opportunity for growth. Okay, so let's recap. We learned that acknowledging our shadows, practicing self-compassion, finding healthy outlets, seeking help when needed, and remembering that healing is a journey are all crucial steps in this process. So my challenge to you today, identify one unresolved issue you've been avoiding and take a small step towards addressing it. Maybe write down your feelings, talk to someone about it, or simply acknowledge its presence with awareness. Remember, every little bit counts. Now go out there and rock your journey. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you feel inspired, and join a conversation on social media using #modernstoicism. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.